Russia has dominated our national headlines for months. Timely then, the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan brings a Russian expert to town. Tomorrow night, Russia 2018, Putin's last act? That's a question mark. The Honorable John Byerly, U.S. Ambassador to Russia, former out of Washington, D.C., to headline this presentation. And we speak with you, Honorable John Byerly. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
I don't think you ever lose that honorable, but thanks for being a John Byerly as well.
Well, it's good to be coming back to Michigan.
Thank you. You are part of Dixie's Favorites, concluding the fall lecture series, Dixie's Favorites. We'll give all the information again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, where we'll find you in our West Michigan. John, how does it feel now that you're retired from the State Department? What are you up to? Because you did serve as an American diplomat for more than 3 decades in foreign postings and domestic assignments.
I did. I retired from the State Department when I concluded my post in Moscow about 3 or 4 years ago, and since then I've been doing a number of things. I'm on the board of several foundations that have to do with Russia, including the U.S.-Russia Foundation. I do a lot of work promoting cultural ties between the two countries, a little bit of consulting for American companies that seem to be perpetually worried about what's happening in Russia, and not without reason. And I do a fair amount of public speaking as well, including coming to Grand Rapids and Traverse City this week.
Awesome. Yes, I've been back several times with us, always to rave reviews, hence Dixie's Favorite. Let's ask, now that you're retired from the State Department, we're hearing how decimated the U.S. Department of State is. Career diplomats leaving, positions going unfilled. What do you think on this?
I'm very worried about it. We're in a situation now where since January, we in the State Department have lost 60% of our career ambassadors. That's the 4-star general equivalent of a diplomat. And we've lost 60% of those people since January. The ranks of our career ministers, that's our 3 stars, are down from 33 to 19. The losses are very, very worrying. And I worry especially that it's not appreciated enough. Just the other day, the president said, well, it doesn't really matter that we haven't filled a lot of these posts in the State Department because, he said, I'm the only one that matters. With all due respect, Mr. President, he's not going to be the one who can help the American businessman in South America find a lawyer when he discovers that his partner is stealing the business. The president is not the one who is going to help the American college student get out of jail on a trumped-up charge in Asia. He's not the one who's going to call the parents of a student who has tragically died overseas. That's what foreign service officers do. That's what our diplomatic corps does. And if we don't have those people abroad, if we're not training them, if we're not teaching them languages, if we're not giving them experience, then we're not serving our own interests.
We know what the view of Americans is toward Russian meddling in our election last year, but you were in Russia recently, Honorable Byerly. What do the Russians think about all this?
Shelley, please call me John.
Okay, John.
Okay. We have a big, big problem in U.S.-Russia relations right now. We have some of the highest levels of mistrust and misunderstanding that I have seen since I started coming to Russia back in the 1970s after I graduated from Grand Valley. Washington and Moscow agree that the tensions need to be reduced, but we can't seem to find a way to do it. We continue to blame each other as the sole source of the problem. In Russia, the meddling in the U.S. election is tremendously underestimated. They just simply don't understand the magnitude of the problem they cause by the interference in the elections. The Russians that I talk to, these are Russians who are, some of them, still in the government. These are journalists. They continue to portray this as some sort of partisan political fight that's being led by what one Russian called to me the sore loser Democrats. Now, to be fair, that view gets occasional reinforcement from the president himself, but it misportrays how deeply the Russians have hurt their standing in this country by doing this. And the sooner that we and they can sit down and have a serious conversation about how to prevent anything like this from happening in the future, the better off we'll be. But we're not anywhere near having that conversation right now. We're barely speaking to each other.
John Byerly, U.S. Ambassador to Russia, former, speaking on behalf of the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan tomorrow night, Russia 2018, Putin's last act with a question mark. What will you present tomorrow night, John?
Well, I want to try to take a look at the election that's coming up in Russia in 2018. Putin will actually stand for another presidential term. It's likely to be his last term as president, but from what I hear from the Russians I speak to and spoke to when I was in Moscow and St. Petersburg last, it won't be his last tour as leader of the country. They are working hard to come up with a way for him to succeed himself in 2024 when his term will end. They haven't really come up with the right formula for that yet, but it's really remarkable to see how popular Putin remains in Russia. His approval ratings are close to 85%, and he's not going anywhere anytime soon, whether we like it or not. And so we have to find a way to deal with him and with Russia in a more constructive way that advances our interests.
Thank you.
That's what I'll talk about more or less.
Good. We'll fill the place. Western Michigan University, location on East Beltline, 7 p.m. That's tomorrow night, part of Dixie's Favorites, the conclusion of the fall lecture series, worldmichigan.org. More information, any resources you have to share, John Byerly?
No, I just hope to see as many people as possible. I will speak for a while, but the best part of going out and doing these lectures is my ears, the chance that I have to listen, to talk to people, to answer their questions. There's an amazingly kind of unslakable thirst to understand what's happening in Russia, I find, as I travel around. And that's very gratifying to me, and I'm just hopeful that I can shed some light for some people who are probably rightly a little confused and concerned about what's happening over there now.
Thank you for talking about what's in the headlines on behalf of the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan. John Byerly, thank you. I will see you tomorrow night.